time for another episode of Back to the Movies with Melanie Cutting. Welcome, Melanie.
Thank you. Oh, always a treat. So I got to the movies. Actually, I got to the movies last week and didn't do the movie review for technical reasons, but now this is the movie review of the movie that I saw last week. As it turns out, the movie that I was hoping to see this week, in fact, is only starting up on Thursday, and that's Spider-Man. There's a new Spider-Man movie out. So I said, okay, that sounds like fun. So that's, meanwhile, there's quite a lot to say about The Odyssey. It's a Christopher Nolan film. And Christopher Nolan is generally considered to be one of, if not the best director in movies these days. I could give you a quick, his first movie goes back to 1998, and it's called Following. And then 2 years later, he did one called Memento. And then 2 years after that, Insomnia. And so he's done not an overwhelming number of movies, but the ones that he's done tend to be really high quality. There's the cinematic value is always way up there, and they're smart. Generally, they're pretty smart movies. He's done things that he's done not one but three Batman films, and those are also considered to be really excellent. But the ones that he has made his really done his best with, I think, would be this one, which is getting huge publicity. And in 2023, he did Oppenheimer, for which he won not one but two Academy Awards. Okay. And the one that I saw shortly before that was called Dunkirk. It was also good. There's just something intelligent about his movies. And they're not intelligent like dry, but intelligent like, yes, this is a movie and it's a really good movie, but it's not a stupid movie. It has a lot to say, and it says it very well. So quickly talking about The Odyssey. There's been many versions of The Odyssey put onto the screen over the past many years. And this is the latest one. And apparently there's going to be another one coming sometime soon, but I don't think anybody was really looking forward to that one so much. So this is the one that people are fixated on at the moment. And the cast is remarkable. First of all, I should mention that there is a 94% and 97% kind of approval rating. The critics gave it 94%. General audience is 97%. And that's up there to get that kind of rating from the tomato meter. And I think it's very much worth it. The person who seems to carry this, Christopher Nolan, the director, carries it big time. And I think I'm sure it took years to make. But the person who's sort of the face of the movie is Matt Damon, who plays Odysseus. And his son, Telemachus, is played by another kind of a big and not even up and coming, he's big, named Tom Holland. And he is starring in this week's the newest movie locally, which is Spider-Man. Spider-Man, I think it's A New Day. And he's been Spider-Man before. And the Spider-Man movies are wonderful for nothing else than the special effects. Watching him swing around on his string, just fun. What can I say? But this one, we have Tom Holland, Matt Damon, Tom Holland, and Penelope, who is one of the two sort of principal women, plays Anne Hathaway plays Penelope, and Lupita Nyong'o plays Helen of Troy, and her twin sister. They don't have as much to do as some of the others, but particularly Anne Hathaway. But they're also very good. There has been a certain amount of controversy over some of the casting, and then one of the casting questions was, why did you choose to cast a black actress as Helen of Troy? Because she's a really good actress. Because Christopher Nolan just thought she was the best choice. Robert Pattinson, another well-known actor today, has a bigger role as one of the bad guys. And anyway, it was mostly well cast. I think I would not necessarily have cast Zendaya as a god, Athena. I was just like, oh, okay. I'm not entirely sure what she's doing here, but it was she's also a fine actress. But I just thought this is not necessarily the right role for her. In any event, all of the roles were cast and well cast, I think. But there was some controversy. The movie itself is considered by many the best movie experience, best movie of the year, and so on and so forth. This is like the filmmaker's last work, Oppenheimer. The Odyssey has a downbeat, apocalyptic bent. But unlike Oppenheimer or any previous Nolan film, the new film is also centrally about what human beings owe one another. There is much going on. It is a movie that is just under 3 hours. That's a lot of sitting. Fortunately, our local movie theaters are pretty comfortable. And I have been advising people who have not yet seen the movie, but who say yes, they are definitely going to see it, to get some background on the Odyssey. Everybody who does the Odyssey has a kind of a different take on it. And they're not all the events of the movie are not always go according to the time sequence. So it's kind of like, okay, now what, I'm not entirely sure, first of all, who these people are. Yes, I know their names, but I don't know what their relationship is to one another. And I'm not so sure about the events that take place that are horrific. The Odyssey, those a quick and dirty wrap-up is that the Odyssey is the journey taken by Odysseus and his remaining men after the Trojan War, which is now over. That took 10 years, and he is now spending 10 more years trying to get home with his men. So there was a lot. I have actually thought about going to see it a second time, just to get a little better acquainted with who the characters are and what their role is and what their importance is. And it's also, you know, filmically, it is just, you know, good fun to watch and very impressive. There's some, of course, very kind of human scale special effects, but they're not really human scale. There is a giant who has one eye, and he's a terrible guy. And he at one point he simply picks up one of Odysseus's men and bites his head off. I think, like, holy cow. So there's that sort of thing that you just, you know, you can see in a movie that, and you just sort of say, oh wow, that's a great special effect. So there's great special effects. There's also some sequences that are less special effects, but they're just as impressive because they're so well done. So what I guess I would repeat my advice to the listening audience here: do go and see the movie. It is probably worth the 3 hours of your time, especially if it's not a very nice day out. But I would really suggest that you go back and do some research. You know, find out about what happened in the Odyssey and how is it. Then you have a better idea that when you see it depicted on screen, who the characters are and what they're doing. In general, I would say, yeah, they're all excellent. And the story is very much there. It's not hugely, it doesn't follow the way it would ordinarily. It's not absolutely according to the time, but it's still pretty good. So that's my recommendation then, is yes, absolutely. Go, spend some time and a bit of money at the movie theater and catch this movie on the big screen. It was filmed in IMAX, and it looks like it was filmed in IMAX, which means that if you're going to watch it on your TV screen at home, even if it's a big screen TV, it's not going to be the same. The sound won't be as powerful. The picture, the cinematography in general won't be as good. So it's worth putting out a few shekels and heading off to the movie theater. It's playing at both the Maison de Cinema and the Galaxy. My favorite theater is the Maison de Cinema. So there are also a few other, that's enough, maybe enough about that movie. There are a few other movies out there. We've got two or three English movies playing, and they've changed the site, so it's not, personally, I don't like it as much, but maybe I'm just having a little trouble getting used to it. So the website is kind of like, okay, well, you're going to find out what you need to know, but it's not necessarily going to be as easy to find. And definitely the some of the English aspect of the site is gone. But it's still, if you look at it and say, okay, it's clear enough what movies are playing in French and English and the times. And there's a few movies that are now, they have been in both languages, and now they're only in French, such as the Toy Story 5. There's one, which is interestingly, only in English, and that's called The Invite, a four-person movie, which I did talk about the last time I spoke about movies, and I said it was definitely worth seeing. You don't necessarily have to see it in the movie theater on the big screen, but it's good, and it's being very, very well received. Another one, of course, there's The Odyssey. There's the Opera of Terror, which I didn't go and see. Let's see, a few others. But there's two movies that were previously in French and English, and now, again, only in French. Moana and the movie Minions and Monsters. So, word to the wise, again, there. If you are checking the web to see what's playing where and when, and you see that there's something playing in English, I would go and see it as quickly as possible, just because the movies that are playing in English don't tend to stay in English. They will quickly turn into, yes, the movie is still here, but now it's only in French. So that's that could be a problem for some people, certainly me. And the next movie that's coming, as I mentioned, of interest is Spider-Man. Tom Holland and Zendaya, who, again, so they're together in a movie yet again. And as it turns out, they're together in real life. Apparently, they recently got married. So good for them. I don't know how many people are so interested in Spider-Man. It's in the title is Spider-Man: A New Day. And even if you only want to see, you're not necessarily totally up on the whole Spider-Man saga, and there have been quite a few Spider-Man movies over the years. It's just fun to watch, and Tom Holland, although he seems very, very, very young, I don't know how old he actually is, but he appears to be about 16. He's fun to watch. Zendaya is quite a skilled performer. So I would say, yeah, if you have some time on your hands and particularly bad weather, head off to the Maison de Cinema and catch Spider-Man. And I will be talking about Spider-Man next week. So I think that's about it for this week.
Okay. Well, thanks very much, Melanie. Have a good week and talk next week.
Okay. Take care.
You too. Bye-bye. Bye.